Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, crash after Van Buren N3 southbound, already busy getting into the Germiston exit, starting to get slow from Modderfontein at the moment, and the Mike 1 southbound from Jan Smuts and Empire, very, very busy. Midrand looking lacquer for a change.
Conflict responses has been heard a bit earlier in Parliament due to the postponement of the budget speech. This is now due to a disagreement within the Government of National Unity on a 2% VAT increase.
We are denying this vote an opportunity to debate it, accept it, or reject it.
This country has got no leadership.
We need to be responsible. We need to think in terms of the economy and the message that it may send.
This is a first budget by this Government of National Unity. Let us enable it to reach consensus.
We view this as a sign of leadership.
But what do economists think?
When you're talking about increasing the VAT rate by 2 percentage points, you have to win hearts and minds.
We'll keep you updated. More on this story on jacarandafm.com. Moving abroad, Hamas said it's willing to free all remaining hostages held in Gaza in a single swap during the next phase of the ongoing ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas are currently in the process of implementing phase one of the Gaza truce, which has held since taking effect on January the 19th. I'm Madeline Frischer. More news at 5.
Well, we start off with the cricket news. There's lots of live cricket that's on the go at the moment. The first one is the biggie, Pakistan up against New Zealand in the ICC Champions Trophy, the very opening game. New Zealand made 320 for 5 in their 50 overs, so going along pretty well there. And in response, the Pakistanis are pretty slow at the moment, 33 for 2 after 12 overs, so that run rate 2.71. And a great catch to take out a second batsman there for the Pakistanis. Other matches happening on the local front. The iTech Knights are taking on the Dafabet Warriors. The Knights made 247 for 7 in their 50 overs. They're on an innings break at the moment. And in the other match that's going on, this one, well, it looks like it's going to end a bit early. The Dragons only making 145 in their match against Western Province. Our province at the moment, 4 without loss, needing another 142 runs for victory. And Boerland are taking on the Dolphins at the moment, and another team that's been bowled out without going through their 50 overs. 174 is all the men from Durban managed to make. Boerland, of course, need to get 175 to win that match. The Stormers, well, they should have their star players Sasha Feinberg, Ngumezulu and Damian Willemse back on the rugby field in about 4 weeks' time, and that's if there are no setbacks in their rehab. Damian Willemse injured his hip, with Sasha Feinberg and Ngumezulu injuring his sternum and thumb. They're going to be joined by Suleiman Hartenberg and Jean-Luc Duplessis in boosting a side early as next month. Of course, the Stormers have been struggling a little bit of late. And Mathieu Jalibert, he started the last Six Nations game for France against England. He's going to miss out this weekend in the third round match in Rome. That's according to the French Rugby Federation. The Bordeaux-Beglay standoff has been sent back to his club, and he was drafted into the side at Twickenham after first choice Romain Ntamack was suspended for a red card that he picked up on the opening day victory against Wales. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM. Bye.